There's a guy who decides that he's going to be the one running the minyan in a small shul in Eretz Israel. The regular gabai, the regular person running the minyan, was away, so he's going to take over the job. So he's trying to piece together the minyan, give this guy to open, give this guy aliyah, you know. But he doesn't really know what he's doing. He's feeling a lot of pressure. And it comes time, it's Chol HaMoed, it's, you know, the period in between the two holidays, and he sees a religious guy come in to pray with them, and he's got the hat, and he's got the kippah, and he's got, you know, he looks very religious, you know, and he says, you know what, maybe this guy, he walks over to him, he says, please, could you help us out? He says, we need someone to read the Sefer Torah. You look like a very learned person. All of us here, we don't really know all that much, but you look like a very religious, a learned man, a yeshiva man. Is it possible? Could you read the Sefer? Could you read the Sefer? Do you know how to read the Sefer? So the man says to him in Hebrew, he says, "Im kesef ani yodea." With money, I know. The guy, his steam coming out of his ears. He says, "Lo, toda. No, thank you. Thank you. I'll read it." He's so angry, opens up the Sefer, fumbles his way through the reading. He's so angry. He comes home to his house. He says, "You don't know what happened in shul today. Disgrace. I'm running the minyan. I don't even know what I'm doing. I'm giving this guy, a religious guy walks in. I ask him if he could read the Sefer on Chol HaMoed, and the guy tells me, oh, I'm Kesef, I need Yodea. I know how to read with Kesef. So he says, so I read the Torah. But what kind of money-hungry, selfish person is it? Who gets paid to read the Torah for 3 minutes? Im Kesef, he knows. That's how he knows. He only knows with money. He's cursing this religious guy out. The son, who was a little bit more learned than his father, he says, Abba, lo evanta, you didn't understand. On Chol HaMoed, one of the readings in the Torah, one of the days is, Im kesef talvet ami, if you lend my people money. The guy was telling you asked him if he knows the reading. He was telling you, I know the day Im kesef. He didn't know what day it was. And he was telling you, if that's the reading, I know that reading. I could read it, no problem, I'm prepared. But you assumed that that's what he was saying because of some preconceived notion, because of a script that was already in your head. So what'd you do? You interpreted the thing, the story, the way you wanted to see it, and you saw a religious guy as a money-hungry guy, and that's what you assumed he was saying. But you got it wrong. Sometimes we get so angry, and you know what? The difference is only im and ayin. Im and ayin. Im with an aleph is im, if. Aim with an ayin means with. He thought he was saying with money, but actually he was saying if money. He was relating the pasuk itself. Oftentimes that is the case. How many times have you seen something that is so, it seems to be so insensitive, but actually it wasn't meant at all.